Lesson 6A, Approaching Tekas. From this point forward, rhythmic cycles will be examined. While majority of Lesson 6 seemed abstract, this lesson will serve as a powerful link between the abstract world of rhythmic cycles to the concrete territory of tekas and prakars. Recall from Lesson 6 that tekas are the original form of the rhythmic cycle, while prakars are variation of the tal. For the most part, we will study tekas in this study. The first teka that will be studied in the next lesson, Lesson 7, is teen tal. This tal should sound somewhat familiar, because this was the first line in the Mridanga Kaida of Lesson 5. Given that one did not remember this lesson, one can try learning the tal through many varieties. The first method of studying a tal is through the bowl method. Through the bowl method, one will be able to look at the entire cycle and then play each bowl as it progresses. It's a very direct approach to a rhythmic cycle. Of course, it does take time at first, because it is done intentionally and it will sound very mechanical. With practice and repetitive exercises, it will eventually come out clearer. Try to play this cycle using the bowl method. First, we will play dha, then play din, then dha. Using this method, we can produce the entire rhythmic cycle by adding a bowl onto the fragment of the cycle. The audio clip will show you how to add a bowl to each rhythmic fragment. The first part will be dha, the next part will be dha din, the third part will be dha din, the fourth part will be dha din dha, so on and so forth until the entire 16 beats are completed. The one would practice the 16 beat until they get it to memory, and they would be able to play it without too much effort. The second method is the Vibhag method. The Vibhag method is based on learning Vibhags individually. After successful completion of Vibhags independently, then Vibhags are fused together to form a rhythmic cycle. For this cycle, a possible approach could be done in this manner. A way people use the Vibhag method is to break the cycle of its Vibhags and master each one independently. Finally, they link these Vibhags together to form the cycle. One would master the first vibhag, dha din dha. Then they play the second vibhag, dha din dha. Then they play the third vibhag, dha ti ti ta. Then the fourth, dha din dha. Then one would fuse these together. This will help enhance memory and not need as much effort when playing the rhythm. Whichever method works for you, use that method in studying the Frisia rhythms throughout the study.